Wyoming News is being brought to you by Powell's Ace Hardware and Drive Safe Wyoming.
According to published reports, Park County commissioners took steps to address the county's budget shortfall by reducing maintenance on lower volume roads, cutting funding to local nonprofit groups, and raising liquor license fees. Other ideas to cut spending include increasing landfill fees, trimming employee benefits, and possibly turning custodial and groundskeeping work over to private companies. Commissioners also cut two part-time positions. They warn further cuts are probably coming, as they say their only recourse is to drastically cut programs and services or find new revenue sources. Park County isn't the only one with budget troubles. The state of Wyoming is grappling with decreased revenue from the mineral extraction industry, and an economist with Americans for Tax Reform says he has no doubt that a proposal for a corporate state income tax that he expects to be put forward in the upcoming 2020 session of the Wyoming legislature could easily lead to a statewide personal income tax. Two men who wanted a closer look at Yellowstone's most famous attraction are headed to jail. The two, who were cited for walking across the cone of Old Faithful Geyser, pleaded guilty before a magistrate in Mammoth Hot Springs for the infraction. Eric Shefflin, 20, of Lakewood, Colorado, and Ryan Goetz, 25, of Woodstock, New York, were sentenced to 5 to 10 days in jail, a 5-year ban on entering Yellowstone, 5 years of unsupervised probation, and $540 in fines for the September 10th incident. A statement in response to the sentencing of the men, Chief Ranger Sarah Davis said, visitors must realize that walking on thermal features is dangerous, damages the resource, and is illegal. Law enforcement takes the violations seriously.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Most jobs take a few steps to complete. What they shouldn't take are a few thousand actual steps roaming through a big warehouse. Instead, make a quick trip to Ace. Our neighborhood stores have the quality brands you trust, with local experts giving the advice you rely on. So Ace can help you every step along the way.
Your pal Ace has all the supplies you need to get your yard ready for winter. Talk to the friendly staff at your Ace Hardware in downtown Powell.
What's it like to kill someone?
Emptiness.
Painful. It doesn't seem real.
There was no intent. It was never supposed to happen.
You don't go out to kill someone.
I keep seeing her head coming through the windshield.
I'm so very sorry.
There's nothing I can do to make it better.
Please, don't drink and drive.
It doesn't change the fact that I'm a killer.
This is Cody Beers with YDOT. A killer is a killer. Never, ever drink and drive.
A Wyoming company accused of discriminating against an employee on religious grounds because she's not a Scientologist settled a federal lawsuit earlier this month. The news of the settlement came with no terms or further details. Online federal court records state only that lawyers for the company, which operates physical and occupational therapy offices in 4 locations around the state, and the former employee reached an agreement to settle the case. In a January 2nd filing, lawyers asked a judge to dismiss the case, stating the settlement had been fully executed. Judge Scott Scavdall closed the case that same day. A press release issued Wednesday by Stephen Murray, who represents Julie A. Rohrbacher, the former employee, stated that the settlement terms included any associated payment were confidential under the agreement. Jeff McMenemy, who owns Teton Therapy, said by phone Monday that he had used a training manual that draws on terms from the Church of Scientology. The training, he said, was effective for business purposes. He does not practice the religion himself, he said. Rohrbacher filed the case in late 2018, alleging that while she worked at the company's Lander location, the company's owner declined to promote her and then forced her to resign in 2013 from her job after she refused to enroll in courses put on by the Church of Scientology. Those courses, she argued, improperly required her to practice a religion as part of her employment. A crash that occurred about 11 a.m. Saturday, January 11th, along I-80 in Sweetwater County claimed the life of two. Henry House, 60, was a passenger in a Ford F-150 pickup and died from injuries sustained in the crash, according to the Wyoming Highway Patrol crash summary. A Wamsutter EMT died while responding to the scene of the crash. Quote, paramedic Mike Wilder of the Wamsutter Ambulance Service suffered a fatal cardiac arrest while working the scene of the fatal car crash, the Wyoming Fire Chiefs Association said. Our condolences to all those infected. Only one vehicle was involved in the crash. The Ford F-150 pickup was eastbound on I-80 at approximately milepost 183. The driver was traveling too fast for icy road conditions and lost control of the vehicle. The pickup exited the roadway where it rolled 1.5 times. The passenger of the vehicle sustained fatal injuries and was pronounced dead at the scene. The driver of the vehicle was able to exit and was checked by medical.
This look at Wyoming News was brought to us by Ace Hardware of Powell and Drive Safe Wyoming. For KPOW News, I'm Russ Graham.